Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Dark winter is a good time to catch up on your lying down, to sleep, perchance, to dream. But if you're sleeping, you're going to miss all the good movies. Aye, there's the rub. This week, I'm looking at two dramas. One from Turkey is about a rich man in a sleepy town. The other is an American historical drama about a man who had a dream. Selma, directed by Ava DuVernay. It's 1964, the Civil War, the Civil Rights Movement is in full swing. LBJ is in the White House. Democrat and diehard segregationist George Wallace is in his Alabama governor's mansion. And J. Edgar Hoover is at the FBI spying on everybody. But on the street, down amongst the people, leading the protest is the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., played by David Oyelowo. He has led a series of successful nonviolent actions, the bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama, the desegregation campaign in Birmingham. And then in Selma, Annie Lee Cooper, played by Oprah Winfrey, attempts the unthinkable. She applies to register to vote. But the Jim Crow laws are still in full force, making it virtually impossible to vote unless you're white. So King has just won the Nobel Peace Prize and is allowed to talk directly to President Johnson, played by Tom Wilkinson. But his call for election reform is firmly rejected by the White House. So King and his confreres all set off for Selma, Alabama to bring the protest home. As a preacher, King is dedicated to nonviolent resistance, modeled on Gandhi's principles. But the local police have no such restrictions, clubbing, whipping, and even killing the unarmed protesters. But because the sheriffs, mayors, and governors are elected by basically all white electorate, that means the police can kill blacks with impunity. Plus ça change. This makes the voters' rights movement all the more important. So King leads the protest until they evolve into a series of actions culminating in a planned march from Selma to the Capitol in Alabama. They're sure it will capture the nation's attention if they can do it, but will the powers that be allow it to happen? King wonders why America can send soldiers to Vietnam, but not to Alabama, where Americans are being attacked. Okay, this is a fascinating, excellent movie that covers the months surrounding the protests in Selma and the actions of the other activists, including a competing student movement operating out of the same town. It also delves into the personal lives of Martin Luther King and his wife, Coretta King, played by Carmen Ejogo. And subtly woven into the whole story is evidence that the FBI was bugging them and harassing them the whole time, punctuated with late-night phone calls and constant surveillance and intimidation. So this is an engrossing and exciting film, but it did have its problems. There was some odd miscasting, things like Tim Roth, who I like as an actor, but could not believe when he plays George Wallace. He just doesn't have that good old boy feel about him. But there are also a few of the characters are given to speechifying in normal conversation. But none of this matters. Oyelowo is fantastic as Martin Luther King, both in his speeches and as a believable character. And it gives an intimate look at the behind-the-scenes organization of the civil rights movement. This is a historical drama that educates and excites at the same time. Oh, and I also recommend that you stay in the theater through the closing credits because they have a recording of singers in Selma during that period, which will totally change your impressions of the song Kumbaya. Winter Sleep, directed by Nuri Bilge Ceylan. Aiden, played by Haluk Bilginer, is a former actor and now a well-to-do landlord. He lives in Cappadocia in Turkey, which is known for its lunar landscapes, where people live in homes carved straight out of volcanic ash. Wild horses roam the nearby fields. He owns a small hotel and delights in chatting with visitors like tourists from Japan and young adventurers. So Aiden spends his time writing snooty columns about unimportant things for a local paper, and he earns his money from the hotel and the people who live in the nearby homes that he inherited from his father. But he doesn't handle the little things like rent collection. So he's shocked when, going out for a drive, a schoolboy named Ilya throws a rock straight at his car, breaking a window. So what's the meaning of this? Back at home, he shares his dinner table with his beautiful young wife, Nihal, played by Melissa Sozin, and his recently divorced sister, Nekla, played by Demet Akbak. They keep their conversation civil and intellectual, but filled with hidden, barbed invectives and sly insults. Afterwards, they each retreat to their own wing of the house. But gradually, as winter comes, the quiet, easy life he lives begins to unravel. Nihal devotes her time at a fundraising project that Aiden dismisses as silly. This leads to more friction when Nekla's brewing resentment comes to the surface. Aiden is distracted by side ventures. He hears a remark from a motorcycle riding adventurer and he says, "Oh, I better buy a wild horse." Meanwhile, despite the pleading of an imam, the poorer people of the town, including a tenant, are ignored with troubling results. Winter Sleep is a long, subtle, but never boring look at its characters. The beauty of the scenery, of course, and the music and the feel of the whole movie, but also the impressiveness comes from the way you follow the emotions and the stories as they slowly reveal themselves over the course of the conversations. You get to see feelings of love, guilt, envy, jealousy. They gradually all rise to the surface. Subtlety triumphs in this film, which makes the sudden surprises all the more shocking. I like this movie. Winter Sleep and Selma both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And the Canada Top 10 series continues at the TIFF Bell Lightbox with great Canadian movies like The Price We Pay, Corbeau, Mommy, and In Her Place. This is Daniel Garber, the movies for CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.